storming the battlements on Wall Street and barely making a sound. On Monday, September 26th, 2011, that's just one takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is off today. So anger at Wall Street is not spilling into the streets. The why may be as interesting as the what. Putin's popularity in Russia. Is he a dictator or a Democrat? A view of the state of U.S. influence from a veteran diplomat later this morning and giving women the vote in Saudi Arabia. Maybe. We begin with the headlines. An Afghan employed by the U.S. government killed one American and wounded another in an attack on a CIA office in Kabul. It's the third high-profile attack in the past 2 weeks in the Afghan capital and the latest in a growing number of attacks this year by Afghans working for NATO forces. The Afghan employee was shot and killed during the attack. We'll talk more about the latest on security in Afghanistan in a half hour. World markets continue to be rattled by Europe's debt crisis. The negativity most intense this morning in Asia. Markets there closed sharply lower. European markets are up, though, and futures point to a positive start on Wall Street amid a sell-off in commodities that's having some unintended consequences. Congress is once again allowing politics to bring the federal government to the brink of closing. The U.S. Senate votes today on a bill that would keep the government going and put more money in FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency's almost empty disaster relief fund. But unlike the House bill the Senate rejected last week, this one doesn't contain offsets for disaster aid. Senate Republicans believe they have enough votes to kill the bill, and it would have to go back to the House even if it's passed today, which looks unlikely. Government funding runs out on Friday. President Obama is back on the road selling his $450 billion jobs plan, this time to plugged-in networkers in Silicon Valley. He'll appear in person at a town hall-style event hosted by social networking site LinkedIn and take questions online. The president will also pick up some campaign cash as he travels through California. Some Americans, speaking of commodities selling off, are seeing gasoline at less than $3 a gallon. It's the lower prices expected to spread. Analysts say last week's plunge in oil prices, oil is actually trading around $78 a barrel, that could push the national average price of a gallon of gasoline by a quarter a gallon as early as November. The national average is now $3.51 a gallon. That's down almost 50 cents from May. In Saudi Arabia, King Abdullah has granted women the right to vote and to run in future municipal elections. It's the latest change in a decade for women in the Saudi kingdom, which practices a strict separation of the sexes, including banning women from driving. The change doesn't take effect immediately, not until at least the next election cycle in 2015. There's a long history of royal decrees stalling. And for the first time in more than 2 years, Shane Bauer and Josh Fatale spent the night on U.S. soil. They flew to New York yesterday, 4 days after their release from an Iranian prison. And a sad note this morning, Wangari Maathai, the first African woman recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize, has died after a long struggle with cancer. One of Kenya's most recognizable women, Maathai won the Nobel in 2004 for combining environmentalism and social activism, founder of the Green Belt Movement. For over 30 years, she mobilized poor women to plant 30 million trees. We've spoken with Wangari Maathai several times over the years. She's a great friend of the program. Here she is in 2008 on our program, explaining what inspired her to become an environmentalist.
When I first started in mid-70s, it was mostly to meet felt needs of communities for firewood, for building material, for fodder for the animals. But then as I grew more into it and the environment became an issue, I became more and more aware that the environment is virtually everything and that without the environment, we cannot survive on this planet.
One powerful woman, Wangari Maathai, was 71 years old. Asian markets down, European indices up this morning, futures up for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 10,771, the S&P at 1,136, and the NASDAQ at 2206. What would your protest sign say at Wall Street?
This is David in North Miami Beach, Florida. So the sign I would put up, corporations need jails too.
Yeah, this is Glenn from Marshall, Oklahoma. My poster would say, put the fat cats in jail. I can't believe they got away with this and they're still getting rich.
We're going to talk about protests on Wall Street, the size and the lack of size. What does it mean? Call us at 8778-MY-TAKE or post to our Facebook page. We'll talk more in a few minutes.